Good evening, everyone. My name is Helen A. Smith, and I'm a pastoral intern at Shofar Stellenbosch. I've been part of the Shofar family for a few years now, and it's such a privilege to share with you on the book of Acts, particularly Acts 15 today. As you know, we're working through the book of Acts, and I really encourage you to work it through in your small groups, in your family. And I'm not gonna read through the whole Acts 15. So also encourage you to, in your own time, also just read through it. But to kick us off, I'm just going to start with Acts 15, verse 1 to 2. So it says, "But some men came down from Judea and were teaching the brothers, 'Unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved.' And after Paul and Barnabas had sharp disputes and debate with them, Paul and Barnabas and some of the others were appointed to go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and the elders about this question." So, to just give a bit of context, at this point, a lot of Gentiles were coming to salvation and being baptized. And as we know, Gentiles are people who are not Jewish people. They are seen as almost outsiders to the Jewish people group. And the Jewish leaders in general didn't have an issue with these Gentiles becoming saved or baptized. What they had an issue with was that they weren't observing their law necessarily in order to become part of their people group, if I could say it like that. Because even in the Old Testament, it had said that this would happen, that Gentiles would come to salvation. So Paul and Barnabas, disagreed with this. They disagreed that the Gentiles needed to be circumcised and follow the Jewish law. They were then sent up to this council in Jerusalem where they would now discuss this topic. And what is really cool for me is in Acts 15, it talks about how Paul and Barnabas then traveled up to Jerusalem. And as they were traveling, they testified to many others about how the Gentiles had come to salvation. And many people rejoiced and when they heard about this, which is very amazing, because if we think about it, when we hear about someone who has maybe not grown up in a Christian household or has never even heard the name of Jesus, and then they hear the gospel once and they come to salvation, it's like this amazing moment because it really just shows the power of the gospel. But as they got there, some believers, Acts verse 5, it says, "But some believers who belonged to the party of the Pharisees rose up and said, 'It is necessary to circumcise them and to order them to keep the law of Moses.'" So it's almost like the issue was not that they were becoming Christians without also becoming Jews. And it raised this question of, was Christianity a Jewish subsection, or was it this international family of God? And in that, the Jewish leaders were saying, and the Pharisees were saying, that it was almost like you had to observe the law in order to become saved, which brings up that bigger question of, is it the law that justifies us, or is it faith that justifies us? And then in verse 6, which is my favorite section in Acts 15, it says, "The apostles and the elders were gathered together to consider this matter. And after there had been much debate, Peter stood up and said to them, 'Brothers, you know that in the early days God made a choice among you, that by my mouth the Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, who knows the heart, bore witness to them by giving them the Holy Spirit, just as he did to us. And he made no distinction between us and them, having cleansed their hearts by faith. Now, therefore, why are you putting God to the test by placing a yoke on the neck of the disciples that neither our fathers nor we have been able to bear? But we believe that we will be saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus, just as they will." And I love this part for two reasons. First of all, it's because Peter is the one who's sharing this. And if we go look back in Galatians, Peter was actually on the other side. He was agreeing with the people, saying, yes, they must observe the law, the Gentiles must be circumcised. And Paul actually rebukes him and tells him, like, you're actually acting out of fear and not conviction. And so it's amazing how Peter now gives this speech in the council and how his heart has also been purified and changed. And there, after they had this discussion and this debate, it was then decided that they actually say in verse 19, "Therefore my judgment is that we should not trouble those of the Gentiles who turn to God, but rather make like recommendations for them to follow certain laws, such as, staying away from sexual immorality and idols." But what I really want to focus on is that line of having cleansed their hearts by faith. Another version says having purified their hearts by faith. And it's this beautiful image of a heart that is cleansed and purified. And if we take that word purified and look at the opposite of it, which is to contaminate, so many times our hearts can be contaminated with fear or, you know, sin, and by focusing on the wrong things. But it's when we have faith in God, when we trust Him and surrender to Him and are obedient to Him, that our hearts become cleansed, they become purified. And it is by faith in Him that we are saved. It's not through the law or, you know, rules or regulations. It is through complete trust and surrender to Him. And I just want to encourage you today, like, to really go and look at those areas in your own heart where there's maybe fear or focusing too much on rules and regulations. And especially now in the time of Corona, I'm not saying it's wrong to follow the rules and regulations, but I do think we must check our hearts and make sure that we're focusing on our faith in God and not focusing on the law, but focusing on what He says and putting our trust in Him and not allowing fear to drive our decisions or to drive our hearts. And yeah, I think this is just a beautiful example. Like they say, Acts 15 is really like the kind of like a turning point or the centerpiece of the book of Acts, because now Christianity was finally seen as this, you know, like that could stand on its own two feet and could kind of step away in terms of, you know, like the whole Jewish subsection. And I believe like God is calling us to also stand up in this time, to stand up as followers of Christ and to put our faith in Him. Yes, and I just want to encourage you today to really go look at those areas where your heart has maybe become contaminated, and to ask the Lord to ask the Holy Spirit to lead you in faith, to step out in faith, in trusting Him. And I'd like to just finish off to pray for us and pray for us this evening, and really ask the Holy Spirit to come and lead and guide us in this. Yes, thank you, Father God, that we can just come before you, Lord God, as your children, God. And we thank you that you're a holy God, that you're an awesome God. And I thank you, Lord God, that you've led us out of slavery to be your children, Lord Jesus. And I thank you that we can put our faith in you because you are faithful and you are true and you are holy, Lord God. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you lead us and guide us, and that you purify our hearts as we step away from ourselves and we stand on our own two feet on the foundation that is your word, Lord God, on the foundation that is your sacrifice, God. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that you come and reveal our hearts to us and come and reveal where it's become contaminated by fear or sin or not focusing on you, God. And come and purify our hearts, Lord God, as we trust and surrender to you, Lord God. And in this time of uncertainty, we thank you, God, that you're the true God, that you stay constant and that you do not isolate yourself from us in this time, Lord God. I thank you for your presence and I thank you for your love, Lord God. And yeah, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, everyone, and stay tuned for tomorrow evening's Day of Encouragement, Acts 16.